Time now to take five for your community on WAMW, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. The Villages at Oak Ridge. Washington Mayor Joe Wellman joins us one final time for his final citywide update, the swan song, if you will. Mayor, on behalf of the station, again, want to thank you. You've been great about coming in each month to visit with us and get us city updates. And I think it's important for the community so they know exactly what's going on, because needless to say, the mayor's office is a pretty busy place.
Yes, it is. I've learned that over the last 8 years, that there's just a whole myriad of things you got to deal with every day and every week. So it's great that I have had Debbie Nykum there to help, and as well as all the other department heads and employees have just been wonderful to work with.
Well, in your final address here on Take 5 this morning, we want to promote some upcoming things. First and foremost, wow, what a great community concert on Saturday night. John Barry brought the house down, and yeah. We are real excited. You know, Mayor, we talked about this starting back in the bicentennial year. Yes. We are so excited that this thing has carried on, and next year, 2020 series is going to be great.
I think people are going to really appreciate the 2020 concerts that will be in the city. Yes, it's been great, the John Barry concert, all the concerts this past year, as well as the last, what will this be, about the fifth year,
yeah,
since
wow.
2016, and we've had some great entertainment. I have some people that were there from out of town, including at least one gentleman that I work with a lot from Indianapolis, that just, he was here for the Peter Noon concert, and he still talks about it. So I saw him last week and talked to him about it. They've just been great concerts.
And it's all a community effort. Again, the sponsors make it happen. So
yes.
Be sure to get your tickets for the 2020 series. They are going to go on sale, advance sales at the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce. And the season pass is the way to go, because next year's lineup is good, I promise.
Yes, and after you leave the concert, I would ask everybody to thank those sponsors, because they get hit, the businesses in town get hit up time and time and time again for various contributions, and it's been great that all the local businesses will step up to the plate and help, particularly like we're talking about in the community concerts. Not an inexpensive concert series, so please make sure you buy tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. And next up, the city's big lighted Christmas parade. It is going to be here, real soon,
December 7th.
7th.
Saturday at 6 p.m. Yes, I think several years ago we always had it in the daytime, and a lot of people were requesting, hey, let's have a lighted parade like some of the communities do, and it's been very popular, both by the participants in the parade as well as the people that watch it and the kids that are watching it out there. I'm sure that Santa Claus will make a trip from the North Pole to be in the parade, and we're getting a lot of people signing up, a lot of businesses and organizations. So please put that on your calendar for December 7th, and then the following week, starting on the 11th and then also on the 17th, is our Christmas in the Park that we've done for several years, 6 to 9 p.m. Activities for the kids, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there, carriage rides around the park. It's just a great event, and hopefully the weather will be nice and not real cold, and maybe just a few snow flurries as you're riding in the carriages.
That's right. Eastside Park is always a great place to visit over the holidays. Kip and his crew does a tremendous job. It's a month's worth of work or more getting all those Christmas lights up and going.
If anyone in the listening area has not seen the Christmas lights at Eastside Park, you need to come by sometime. They were lit last Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and they stay on for the whole month of December. Please come by. There's no charge. We don't even ask for contributions, and it's just great to drive through the park and around the park and see. Every year there's something new, so the challenge every year, if you are someone that goes every year, is to find the new displays.
And most definitely. Again, so a Christmas in the Park coming up at Eastside Park in Washington, the Lighted Christmas Parade this Saturday, 6 p.m., and we will have it live for you on Memories 107.9. If you don't have your entry in yet, you can contact the mayor's office. Debbie's keeping a list,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes, she is.
And, Mayor, we've got just a few more, a couple minutes left here in your final address here on the Take 5 for your community. Would you like to say anything else?
Well, I want to thank Memories and you, Dwayne, for, you know, keeping the public involved and informed, and your personal involvement in city events. And, you know, all the media outlets in the city have been great to keep people informed. Memories always steps up when there's an emergency, when there's snow problems or slick streets, and want to thank you for that. And then finally, just want to thank all the people I've worked with, city employees, department heads, council members, and all the volunteers for the various projects. It's been a great 8 years. It's been very fulfilling, and I wish the best to the new administration.
On to bigger things and retirement and time with the kids and grandkids and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and a few projects at home that I think I need to get done.
Oh, the honeydews. Yes, the honeydews. Well, Mayor Wellman, thank you again for your service to our community for the past 8 years, and all the best in your retirement years to come.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.